We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
Things change over the years. When my kids were young, I got involved in children's activities like Girl Scouts. And then as their interest changed, I changed my interests too. And right now, I work as a volunteer for a nonprofit called Avian Haven, which is a rescue and rehabilitation place for injured wild birds. And that sounds like not very people-oriented, but it is in the big picture. Everything's intertwined and interconnected. Avian Haven is located up in Freedom, Maine, and it's not open to the public because it's really a hospital for birds, and they don't want a lot of human contact with these wild creatures so they can be released back into their natural environment. Most of what I do is transport birds that have been found by other people, or occasionally I'll be called to help pick one up or rescue one, and then take it to Avian Haven. We have an elaborate relay team set up all over the state and all over New England so that nobody has to go the distance. Sometimes I'll get a call from Avian Haven and they'll ask me to go pick up a bird that has been already rescued and they're in a cardboard box with a top on it and I might not even see them if I'm in a hurry to get them up there. Other times you have to wade in through some water and help corral some bird that's in trouble in shallow water. So it's been really educational for me, learning about different birds. It's been wonderful meeting all the people that I meet, like-minded people and people who are just wanting to help. Maybe one of the main reasons people do volunteer or give is that it just makes you feel good. I think that kind of caring is intrinsic in humans. I think we're all born to want to help with this certain compassion for others, even if it's a little bird or a big bird or a human. I'm Lynn Adams. I live in Topsom, Maine. What is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.